Hello, welcome to the Media Report on RN. I'm Richard Addy. Today, data deluge. Well, actually, how to cope with a data deluge from two different perspectives, one of which comes from Anthony Green, the ABC's election analyst. We'll get to that shortly. As I'm sure you've noticed, Apple's just launched the latest iteration of its iPhone. The slimmer, sleeker model will be available in Australia a week today. Cue media hype about queuing all night to get one. But apart from the usual pictures of happy early adopting punters and the usual free kick for Apple, what impact will the iPhone 5 have on the news media? And by that I mean, how good is it as a tool for journalists? Stilgherrian is an independent technology writer and broadcaster.
Well, I think the new iPhone really comes up to the same standards as the leading models from its competitors at the moment, from Apple's competitors. So the Samsung Galaxy S3 and a couple of others in the marketplace. So it now has the same sort of specifications, which have become standard. Everything you need to do field recording and production is there in your pocket. You've got high-definition video, you've got audio, you can type words, you can take photographs. So all of that is at fair average quality, and suitable for online work. And then, obviously, if you really wanted broadcast quality video, you'd want to get yourself a separate, proper, more expensive video camera and so on. But for quick, you know, spot reporting, it's all in your pocket.
Right. You made the point in your Crikey piece yesterday, actually, that increasingly it's not going to be about the phone. It's not the phone that's the star. It's going to be the apps and the services.
That's right. We've reached the point, I think really it's in the last 2 years. The smartphones of about 2 years ago, kind of you had the applications, but they didn't quite have the memory to run a lot of them at once. They didn't quite have the computing power to both be able to stay connected to the network and process live video, for example. Now they've reached that point. So we're at the point that desktop computers reached a few years ago, where even the entry-level machines you got for under $1,000 from any of the discount brands, all of them were capable of editing broadcast video, showing streaming video, and so on. And that's the most computationally intensive thing that a media person is going to throw at a computer. Well, the same thing is now happening in the smartphone arena.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the specifics. Which apps, which surfaces are most useful for doing journalism via your smartphone?
Well, I'm tempted to flip the question around the other way and say, first, what is the media output you want to produce? What is the media object? Say, for example, you want to work in text. The question then becomes, do you want to do fast, bite-size live pieces, in which case a live blogging tool like Cover It Live might work well? Or really, are you wanting to reflect upon it and be able to write the standard 300, 400, 500 word news story over the course of an hour, in which case publishing on a platform like WordPress or any of the blogging platforms could be the tool for the job. When it comes to video, kind of YouTube is the gorilla in the room, although there's some live video services such as Ustream and even one called Livestream, which is video switching in the cloud. You can have each of your reporters out in the field with a smartphone or with a video camera plugged into their laptop, and then the video program producer can be sitting anywhere else on the internet, also with their laptop, and choose which video stream and which audio they're going to be putting to air.
And of course, we're using Skype right now to have this conversation.
Absolutely. I'm sitting in a conference center on the Gold Coast with a broadcast quality microphone plugged into a laptop plugged into the conference network.
So still, for someone thinking about upgrading or wanting to begin using a smartphone connection to help with journalism, which platforms, which tools?
I'm actually going to say don't get hung up over the tools. Choose whether it's a Windows phone or Apple's iPhone or an Android phone based on what you're already used to and based on what you've already invested in terms of your existing tools. If you, for example, are already putting your email through Google's Gmail, you've already got calendars on Google's online apps, then it makes sense to use an Android smartphone because you just turn it on and it'll connect to all that automatically. Same if you're already using a MacBook Pro, iPads and things, an iPhone will connect to that automatically, and then a Windows machine will connect automatically to all of Microsoft's online services. So really we've got those those great empires fleshing themselves out. But if I need to run through perhaps a few names, video after the fact, it's got to be YouTube. Ustream if you want to stream just yourself from a phone. Live stream if you have a group of people. You can use Flickr or even just TwitPic, the picture publishing tool in Twitter, to put images up very quickly that way. Cover it live for live blogging, and you can throw images and links into that. WordPress for word blogging, and you're going to get phone calls after this, Richard, from plenty of people who say, no, use something else. You can get into kind of religious wars about this sort of thing, and it'll all be out of date by November.
Well, I've got two responses. One is, as somebody who's both a Gmail user and an iPhone user, I'm just hoping the two empires continue to talk to one another.
Well, they kind of have to, otherwise they're cooperative competitors, as it were.
And the other thing is, despite all you've said about, essentially stay with what you know, the Australian media, they've swallowed the Kool-Aid when it came to the iPhone. I can imagine that a lot of Australian journalists and would-be journalists will be leaping for the next model.
Possibly. It's an incremental improvement. I think, if you've already got one on a two-year contract, there's no need to rush out and buy a new one unless you're a gadget freak, and let's face it, so many people in the media are.
He is, of course, right. And he is, of course, still Gerrion. This is the Media Report on RN. I'm Richard Adie.